Book 7, Canto 3. The spirit's almighty freedom was not here. A schoolman mind had captured life's large space, but chose to live in bare and paltry rooms, parted off from the too vast, dangerous universe. Fearing to lose its soul in the infinite, even the idea's ample sweep was cut into a system chained to a fixed pillars of thought, or riveted to matter's solid ground, or else the soul was lost in its own heights, obeying the ideal's high-browed law. Thought based a throne on unsubstantial air, disdaining earth's flat triviality. It barred reality out to live in its dream, or all stepped into a systemed universe. Life's empire was a managed continent, its thoughts an army ranked and disciplined. Uniform, they kept the logic of their fixed place at the bidding of the trained centurion mind, or each stepped into its station like a star, or marched through fixed and constellated heavens, or kept its feudal rank among its peers. In the sky's unchanging cosmic hierarchy, or like a high-bred maiden with chaste eyes, forbidden to walk unveiled the public ways. She must in close, secluded chambers move, her feeling in cloisters live or gardened path. Life was consigned to a safe, level path. It dared not tempt the great and difficult heights, or climb to be neighbor to a lonely star, or skirt the danger of the precipice, or tempt the foam-curled breaker's perilous laugh. Adventure's lyrist, danger's amateur, or into her chamber call some flaming god, or leave the world's bounds and where no limits are, meet with the heart's passion, the adorable, or set the world ablaze with the inner fire, a chest in epithet in the prose of life. She must fill with color just her sanctioned space, not break out of the cabin of the idea, not trespass into rhythms too high or vast. Even when it soared into ideal air, thought's flight lost not itself in heaven's blue. It drew upon the skies a patterned flower of disciplined beauty and harmonic light. A temperate, vigilant spirit governed life. Its acts were tools of the considering thought, too cold to take fire and set the world ablaze. Or the careful reasons, diplomatic moves, testing the means to a prefigured end, or at the highest pitch some calm will's plan, or a strategy of some high command within, to conquer the secret treasures of the gods, or win for a masked king some glorious world, not a reflex of the spontaneous self, an index of the being and its moods, a winging of conscious spirit, a sacrament of life's communion with the still supreme, or its pure movement on the eternal's road, or else for the body of some high idea. A house was built with two close-fitting bricks, action and thought cemented, made a wall, of small ideas limiting the soul. Even meditation mused on a narrow seat, and worship turned to an exclusive god. To the universal in a chapel prayed, whose doors were shut against the universe, or kneeled to the bodiless impersonal, a mind shut to the cry and fire of love. A rational religion dried the heart, it planned a smooth life's acts with ethics rules, or offered a cold and flameless sacrifice. The sacred book lay on its sanctified desk, wrapped in interpretation's silken strings, a credo sealed up its spiritual sense.